Speed. This is the Lion Dens podcast. I hope that's not too loud, but we're going to roll with it. I'm John.
I'm Easton.
Amen. Guess what we're doing today, Easton?
What are we doing, John?
We're finding out what spirit animal you are.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're on your favorite website, BuzzFeed. All right. I need you to pick an indulgent food. Pizza? So here's your first. I'm going to give you a couple of options, and you're going to tell me. Here's your. Firstly, what does indulgent mean? Do you know?
I mean, I don't know what the right way to put it. Like, a guilty pleasure. That's a good way to put it.
Perfect. So this is your guilty pleasure food. Pizza, now and forever. A big salad. I'm on a diet. Burgers, yo. That's actually what... Burgers, yo. Sushi with sushi on top.
Not sushi.
Candy. Yeah. Something new and awesome. You need any repeats, let me know.
Pizza, but in real life, it's pretzels. Pretzels are pop bags.
Pizza
popcorn.
Now and forever. Okay.
Yeah, we're going pizza. Pizza. Okay. Yeah.
Pick a movie genre. Action, / adventure, / mystery, / fun. That's one.
Wait. What? Okay. Pick a movie genre. Action, adventure. Okay.
No. Pick a movie genre. There's six of them. The first one is action, / adventure, / mystery, / fun. That's the first genre.
Okay. That's like everything.
Okay, no. Second one, romantic, comedy, tug at my heartstrings.
Okay.
The third one is I hate making decisions.
That's my favorite movie type.
The fourth one is award-winning brain melting. I don't know what that means.
What is it? Yeah, brain melting, like...
Award-winning brain melting. And the second last one is something with lots of parties. Love parties. Not I love parties. Love parties.
Movies with love parties.
With love parties.
That's
a dangerous one. Don't Google
that. No, that's not what I'm going for. I'm just trying to say, is that what you said? Like, is that one of the things?
No, it says something with lots of parties. Oh, love parties.
Okay. That's different than I thought. The first one.
No, the last the, and the oh. last one. The last option is TV doesn't own me. I'm independent.
Okay, think about it this way, John. Like, if I ask you, like, what's your favorite type of candy? What's your favorite type of ice cream? And you're like,
ice cream doesn't own me.
Ice cream. Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not answering my question, and you're saying it in such a way that's kind of rude. So, I'm gonna first one. You know, the action adventure
mystery fun. All right.
I mean, what's a fun movie? What's your favorite type of movie? A fun movie. That's like every. Anyway.
That's fair. I can agree with that. All right, Easton. You're back in high school. Pick your clique.
What are the options?
Brainiacs.
Yes, I was the smartest.
Band kids. Didn't need one. I get along with everyone. My friends, labels are silly. The popular kids, I guess. If you need me to repeat them, let me know.
John, what do you think I was? That's a good question. What do you think I was?
I think you go along with everyone.
I think so, too. I was Mr. Perfect. High Five guy.
All right. Do you believe in true love? And here's your answers. Love is a battlefield. It's out there, and I'm looking for it constantly.
Pretty true, yeah.
'Tis better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
That's true as well.
No.
No? Is that...
Do you believe in true love? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Do you believe in true love? Only in my dreams. And the last answer is yes. Because I've seen it.
Some of those weren't even the answer. Do you believe in true love? And then it's like...
There's like, love is a battlefield. It's better to... Yeah, those don't really answer the question. There's I'm out there looking for it constantly is a yes. And then there's a yes because I've seen it. Only in my dreams just means you're like a sad sob story. And
yes, I've seen it. I'm going to say yes, I've seen it. But I feel like, you know, you can... Love is something you work on. Like it's a process, right? So true love.
It's fluid. Like it's always
it's
flowing.
When both people are trying their hardest, that's true love. It's out there. You both have to work on it, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now buy my book. No, I'm joking.
Buy my book. from me, Easton, the Love Doctor.
Yeah, I'm definitely
a Love Doctor. Now give me a guess of what your spirit animal is.
What mine is?
Want me to tell you what? Want me to give you the flavor text of what yours is?
Give me the flavor text.
People love to be around you, and who wouldn't? You light up the room, unless there's that one person who's allergic to your charm. But hey, they are for the dogs, right?
My cat?
What kind of cat are you?
House cat?
What kind of house cat are you?
Oh my gosh, a sphinx, the naked cat?
No, you are a very cute kitty.
Oh, meow. Oh, I shouldn't have said meow. That was uncomforting.
Now, I will notice, apparently 3,960 people also were cats out of like the 9,000 people. So you got like a third of what everyone else gets. So there might be only three options.
Yeah. Oh, just so you know, for the people who are listening, hear my typing. I'm currently signing up. I've created a profile on Pottermore for John because he doesn't know what his wizarding house is. Do you know how many hurdles I have to go through to set this up?
No, please tell me. Go on, please.
There's like a million things you can sign up for. And apparently on this website, this fan site, which I think is owned by them, actually, there's a membership where, like a gold membership, and I guess the free one's a silver? It's like, what the heck?
Your wizarding what's a bronze membership? Is that like Trump charity?
I have no idea. So John, we're going to discover your Hogwarts house. John, have you seen Harry Potter before?
I've seen a couple of the movies. Let me see if I can name them. The second one's Chamber of Secrets.
Okay.
I can't remember what the first one's called. What is it?
So it was named differently in Britain. It was a Philosopher's...
Phoenix. No. Philosopher's Stone. There you go.
That's the English version. They changed it to the Sorcerer's Stone in US. Don't know why they did that.
Those are two very different. The Philosopher's Stone and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. They're the same book, same movie. They just changed the names because they thought it would be better for the audiences. I don't know.
Awesome.
But.
Do they have philosopher trials in Europe? Like we had witch trials in the US? Like we burned witches at the stake and a sorcerer philosopher just a man trials.
If you're a philosopher, you're gone.
they just like burn you at the stake or they guillotine you. Is that what this is?
I think. No, you don't. You no, don't.
No. Is Tabula Rosa blank slate? Are we born with stuff in us or is it added? Kill that man! Kill that man!
But John, so imagine this. You're in a big room full of a bunch of other kids and you're a little kid, right? Imagine little John. And you're sitting out, and you're wearing
right?
this.
They start at 12, right?
I think so.
That's
kind of
weird.
I like Harry Potter, but I'm not like too into it. It's been a while. I want to watch him again. But you're sitting there and you're wearing this oversized cloak around you.
Dude, that hat, when I saw that in the movie, that hat should eat someone's head. That hat should just gobble someone's head down. Be like, this guy sucks. He's half mug. Like, they're like Morgul. Muggle. Muggle. He's just like, this guy's a muggle. And then just like eat his head. Just.
Yes, because we want to.
And they're like, oh, that's kind of awkward. You got through the screening process.
No, but imagine. So you're up there and some person puts that hat on your head and it's going to ask you a number of questions. Although in the book,
it asks you questions.
It doesn't. But in this case, it does.
It does. Okay. Okay.
Dawn or dusk? Which one do you prefer?
Okay.
Sunrise or sunset? Which one do you think is cooler?
Dawn
better,
or dusk?
More beautiful.
Which one is cool? I like dusk more.
All right.
Because sunsets look a lot cooler than sunrises.
Okay, if you had any power, what would you choose? And I'm gonna, okay. So, which of these powers? The power to read minds.
Yes.
The power to change the past.
No.
The power of invisibility.
No, that's dumb.
That's like free robbery, but all right.
No,
the power
just dumb.
To speak to animals.
No, that's also mega dumb.
I don't think that's dumb. I think that's pretty useful.
Okay, what's the intellect of like a horse?
Run.
run. Hungry. Why would you want to talk to that?
The power of superhuman strength.
Okay, that's also really overrated.
The power to change your appearance at will.
Oh. Oh. Is that like just my appearance, or is that like my entire person?
No, your appearance, what people see you as.
Oh, okay. I want to read people's minds.
Okay, of course.
Perfect. That's what I want. Because you talked about invisibility being a thief.
Yeah.
Freaking intellectual property, mine.
That's true. I stole your idea.
Bam. No, I stole your idea because I read your mind.
Oh, so John, this is where
it's one could ever lie to you either. No one could ever lie to you.
This is when it's gonna get deep, all right?
Is this I'm 12 and this is deep, or this is like I'm 21 and this is deep? Or if I'm in Europe, will I get like hung because this is philosophy?
Just imagine these philosophers just dying. Like, I think, no, you don't.
Back right. to the dungeon with you.
John, would you rather be liked, trusted, feared, envied, imitated, or praised?
Who would ever want to be intimidated?
No, imitated, not intimidated. Oh, imitated. I read that wrong at first.
I was like, okay, so it's...
Would you like to be liked, loved, or intimidated? Would you rather be liked?
Loved.
Trusted.
Trusted.
Feared.
Feared.
Envied.
Envied.
Imitated. Or praised.
Praised. Interesting. I'd like to be imitated. Because
really?
Copying someone else is one of the highest forms of flattery.
Really? I think greatest right? honor is to be trusted. For me, it's like, I want to... Trusting, that's great.
Yeah, but like... The fact that someone is doing what you've done shows that they trust what you've done. And they're not only saying, they're not like brown nose, like, Easton, I trust you. It's like, I'm literally doing what you're doing.
You know, you heard my goal. Like, if I ever become famous enough that, like, there's someone imitating me, I'd pay them to do something really weird. And then when people were like, you did this weird thing, I'd be like, no, I paid this other guy to do it. Like, which in itself is weird. Like, but.
I saw you as an actor licking a frog. Actually, that was my stunt double, and I paid him to do that.
I told. But it wasn't me. All right, John.
It wasn't me.
If you were attending Hogwarts, which is a really interesting name for a school, like, because when you usually hear Hogwarts, you don't think it's like literally warts on a hog.
Yeah, like Hogwarts. What is a hog? A wild pig? What is a wart? It's like a skin defection of hair growth.
I wish I could go to Hogwarts.
What a dumb name. What a dumb name.
Sorry, JK Rowling.
Fat rip.
Or is it Rowling? I don't know. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? A cat, a toad, or an owl?
What? You can take a toad?
Yeah.
No way. See, like, what kind of toad are we talking? Like,
I don't know.
Like a bull toad.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a bull toad.
Do you want that?
Like a massive toad.
You could if you want to. Do you want that?
Like a toad that can eat birds.
Sure.
Okay, what are the other options?
Owl, cat.
So it's... Don't they have rats?
Not here, they don't.
Okay, so they have toads, owls, and cats.
Yes, yes.
Dude, toad.
A muggle, which is just like us, John. We don't have magic.
A filthy bread. Filthy blood.
Filthy bread. Filthy bread. A muggle. A muggle confronts you and says that you are sure that... Sorry. A muggle confronts you and says that they are sure you are a witch or wizard. Do you ask what makes them think so? Tell them that you are worried about their mental health and offer to call a doctor. Agree and ask whether they'd like a free sample of a jinx. Agree and walk away, leaving them to wonder whether you are bluffing. These aren't fun.
A jinx?
I guess...
What's a jinx?
Like cast a spell on them?
Like a curse?
Yeah, maybe.
There's no slap them option, right?
There is none. Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like there's no fighting back option.
I'd probably ask him, like, what makes you think I'm a wizard or a sorcerer, right, or in Europe, a philosopher?
All right, John. How would you like to be known to history? The great? That's it. No. The wise? The wise, the bold, or the good?
Now let's say all of those again with my name in it.
John the Great. John the Wise.
Let's slow down. John the Great. John the Wise. John the Bold.
Mm-hmm.
And then John the Brave.
The Good.
The Good. Well, good just kind of sounds dumb. I think I'd like John the Wise.
All right. How many questions are there? Okay. Once every century, the flutterby bush produces flowers that adapt their scent to attract the unwary. If it lured you, it would smell of... Which smell do you like best, Sean? That's what it's asking.
Is this like a siren bush?
Yes.
Like, it calls you and then it eats you.
Yes. So, do you like the smell of the sea? Home. It's more like a lot of different things. A crackling log fire or fresh parchment.
Make I mean, if your home was a floating library, it'd be all of these things.
If your home was on fire, then it would be both the home and the log fire.
No, I said if it was a floating library.
Oh, you got a point there. Over the sea has to be.
I'd like the sea. I want, as an amateur, learning to become sailor. I like the smell.
Oh,
the
so
sea.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ready to make its decision.
Okay.
You're a Ravenclaw. Dang. Oh. No. What are you?
No. I'm not a Ravenclaw.
All right, John. What are your three defining characteristics? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you what the three defining characteristics of Ravenclaw are.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Their symbols, their what's it called? Their motto? No. Their mascot's a crow or a raven, right?
Yes.
That's dumb. Let's think about this.
Oh, that's a cool... Okay, hold on.
All right, let's compare it. There's... What's the other one? There's Slither, which is a snake. Like, that's also kind of dumb. Then what's the one? What's the H? Hufflepuff? What's that? Like a jellyfish?
It's a badger.
Okay, it's a badger. Okay. So we got three small creatures. Okay, what's Gryffindor's again?
It is a lion.
Oh, it's a griffin.
I thought it was a lion. Oh, it's a griffin. Yes, it's a griffin. My bad.
What's it called again?
Gryffindor. Gryffindor. Got it. So what I got when I did it, I was a Hufflepuff.
Which means that you're a...
Pansy.
You're a badger. What?
Yes, I am.
How are they badgers, snakes, and... like crow ravens against a full-on griffin, like the three of those things combined would just get annihilated, right? Like if it was like a griffin and like a basilisk and or like a what's it called, like if it was like a griffin, a wyvern for Slytherin, and then like I don't know, like a kraken or something, and then a pegasus, like that'd be, you know, way different. But it's just like a snake and a crow.
I'm now deleting your account on here.
Did you make account from with my name or your name?
Well, it was under my information, but I put your name. So
some poor guy at Harry Potter HQ is gonna get his,
like,
his...
What?
Who is this? John Lyon with EastonLyons at gmail.net.com.
You just gave away my personal information, John.